Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. Gray skies and some rain falling, and it's not going away anytime soon. Let's get the latest from our AccuWeather forecast. And here's Joe Lundberg.
No, it's not. Good morning, Linda. It's not going away anytime soon. It was a storm system that's moving up from Virginia. It's moving northeastward, and there's just a lot of warm moist air that's trying to come in from off the Atlantic. And we've seen some bouts of rain already this morning, a quarter to a half an inch of rain on average from the city on points south and west. But there's some batches of heavier rain working their way northward through central New Jersey. And these downpours are going to affect most of the tri-state as we go through midday and into the afternoon hours. That's going to lead to some extensive travel delays across the area into this evening before it all comes to an end. Now, behind the storm, it dries out overnight, but expect some strong winds tomorrow, particularly in the afternoon, that could exceed gusts of 40 miles per hour later in the day. I'm meteorologist Joe Lundberg. The details, the four-day forecast in minutes on New York's weather station, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
And of course, keep it locked right here on 1010 Winds. We'll keep you updated on all the weather conditions. Well, in the New York City mayor's race, two polls today show Andrew Cuomo gaining a little more ground, but still show a clear frontrunner.
This new Marist survey has Omran Mamdani holding onto a 16-point advantage over Andrew Cuomo. Here's pollster Lee Mieringa.
There are a lot more liberals and very liberal New Yorkers than there are conservative or very conservative New Yorkers. So, again, Cuomo is doing well among the smaller groups, and I think that is in part, that is in essence what the problem is.
Also out this morning, a new poll from Emerson College. It has Mamdani at 50%, Cuomo 25, Sliwa 21. This follows yesterday's release from Quinnipiac University, Mamdani up 10. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
A woman in her 80s is recovering after being stabbed, police say, by her home health aide in her Massapequa home. Police responding to the home after getting a report of an assault, and they found the elderly woman with serious injuries. Police believe an overnight health aide was responsible for the attack. The woman was rushed to the hospital, where she's expected to be okay. Police have not yet identified the suspect, and no arrests have been made. According to AAA, nearly 50 first responders and other workers were killed last year while trying to assist people on highways and roadsides. And it was due to people failing to slow down and move over when there are emergencies on the road. Robert Sinclair of AAA says his organization is trying to encourage governors and states to strengthen guidance, laws, and enforcement to protect not just first responders, but other workers on the road so that the law and punishments are consistent across the country. And he says education is key.
I guess we need to put our money where our mouths are and perhaps need to convene some sort of 50-state conference and get everybody together, all the relevant partners that are involved in these things, to come to a conclusion as to what vehicles these laws need to apply to.
A new study they conducted found that more than one-third of drivers fail to slow down or move over for stopped vehicles on the road, with tow truck operators facing the greatest dangers. Police are now looking for a man in the Bronx who apparently assaulted another man with a carton of eggs. It happened on the afternoon of October 20th. The man was on a northbound BX-15 bus in Morrisania when he got into an argument with another rider, a 53-year-old man. Cops say the man hit the 53-year-old in the face with a carton of eggs, then ran off toward Boston Road and East 164th Street. The victim was taken to Lincoln Hospital and is in stable condition. The NYPD has now released photos of the attacker on Crime Stoppers' X page. Prospect Park is getting a makeover, helping it regrow after last year's wildfire. The Prospect Park Alliance and the Leon Levy Foundation just announced a $10 million endowment to fund long-term care and restoration of Brooklyn's only forest. Crews are already planting the more than 3,000 new trees and shrubs, the area that scorched last year's blaze. And the Alliance president, Morgan Monaco, says the new funding will also add four gardeners to keep the natural area thriving for years to come.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.